Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, October 21st. Happy Missions Monday. Today we're praying alongside Refuge and Hope International in Kampala, Uganda. I'll tell you more about this ministry at the end of the podcast so that we can pray for them together. But first, we'll be reading from the prayers of the Bible. Today we're in Psalm 104, and we're going to be reading from a prayer of praise. I'm going to read for us verses 1 through 9 of Psalm 104, and then I'm going to skip over to verse 24 and read through the end of the psalm. In the NIV, Psalm 104 says this: "Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed in splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chamber in their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You cover it with the watery depths as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains, but at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth." And in verse 24, "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Psalm 104 is a hymn of praise. It talks about God's creation and his sustaining power of the natural world, and it describes how God controls and provides for all aspects of the earth. There's this beautiful part of the psalm where he talks about the rivers and the streams and the waters coming down off the mountains, but they have a stopping place. And God has created all of that. It also highlights that God has provided food and water and habitat for all the living things of the world. In the end, the psalm comes back to the idea that we desire that God's glory will reign forever. And so we praise the Lord, reminding ourselves and instructing others that he is worthy of all praise. And so would you just take a moment wherever you are just to praise the Lord with me? Praise you, Lord. We thank you for, and you just fill in the blank. something about who he is, his creating power, his sustaining power, or his redemptive power. And as is our custom on Mondays, I want to connect the dots between the scripture and our prayers for a ministry partner. Today, we're praying for our mission partner, Refuge and Hope International in Kampala, Uganda. This organization seeks to help 150,000 refugees and displaced people in Kampala and from the surrounding countries of Somalia, Sudan, Eritrea, and Ethiopia. And the different arms of their ministry are educational programs. They have a leadership program. They also have some counseling and social services programs. Their goal is to equip the people who come through their ministry to thrive wherever they are, whether they remain in Uganda or they are able to return to their home country. This organization is led out by Sheila and Jade Acker, who are dear friends of Mount Brook Baptist. And so we lift our hearts to you, Lord, and we ask on behalf of our friends, Sheila and Jade, and the ministry, Refuge and Hope, that you would be at work in the midst of this organization and their efforts to help refugees and displaced persons. We thank you, Lord, for their many acts of ministry, rebuilding where Satan has sought to tear down. And we ask your watch care over their educational program, their social services program, and that you would raise up leaders who are just and ethical in their work through this ministry. And now we turn our hearts back to your word, and we praise with the psalmist, Lord, you are our God. You are very great. You are clothed in splendor and majesty. May we meditate on your word, and may your words be on our lips. Open our mouths, Lord, so that we might declare your praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.